I'm going to speak the words right now as if you were going to be baptized right now where you are. If you have no one else to baptize you, okay, it's preferable to have someone to baptize you. But if you have no one to baptize you, you can play this as you're being baptized in water, okay? And then you submerge yourself completely under water in your bathtub or in a tank, and then you come out. And when you come out with your hands worshiping the Lord, and you come out worshiping Him and with all your heart. I would recommend that you read two articles that I posted on our website, theappearance.com. You go there to theappearance.com. And you go to the teachings page, scroll down, and you're going to see an article there that is posted. You can click on that. It's titled, Why I Need to Be Baptized in Water. I want you to read that carefully, more than once if necessary. I want you to meditate and read the scriptures that I share there about water baptism, okay? And then after that, I want you to also read another article I have posted in the same place right there on our website. It's right before Why I Need to Be Baptized in Water. It's titled The Baptism of the Holy Spirit. I would like you to read that as well. Read it again more than once, because when you get baptized, I would like you to have this knowledge in your spirit, in your heart. And so when you come out of the water praising Jesus, you're going to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit right there. And also, I would ask you to listen to the podcast on the teaching series, Welcome Holy Spirit, particularly number 9, lesson number 9, although you should listen to all of them, Welcome Holy Spirit. But listen to number 9, because in number 9, I tell the people how to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and what the Holy Spirit is, what the baptism of the Holy Spirit is, and how to receive it. So I want you to listen to that as well. Many people have received the baptism of the Holy Spirit while they listened to that podcast. Number 9, Welcome Holy Spirit. Okay? Now, I'm going to say these words as if you are right now in a conference and I'm ready to baptize you in the water tank. So you make a copy of this, and that goes for anybody out there. Anybody out there, because the times are going to get very difficult and you may want to be baptized and you may have no one to baptize you where you're at. Make a copy of this. The same goes with the communion. Make a copy of the communion services that we have. And you can have communion there in your own home with your family, with your relatives, with your friends. These things are going to become very, very precious, very important to have in the days ahead. The first thing I'm going to ask you is, do you believe that Jesus Christ is coming to flesh? Now, I'm going to ask you a few questions, and I want you to answer. When you're ready to get baptized, you're going to answer these questions positively. If you cannot answer them positively, then don't. You're not ready to go through to baptism. So I'm going to ask you these questions, and then when in the baptism, you answer positively. So here we go. Do you believe that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh? Do you believe that Jesus Christ died for your sins at the cross of Calvary? Do you believe that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever? And is coming back. Do you believe that the blood of Jesus Christ washes you from all sins? Do you believe that Jesus Christ died for your sins? On the confession of your faith, I now baptize you according to Matthew 28:19, where Jesus said, Go ye therefore, teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. I baptize you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of all your sins. And now you go underwater and you come out of the water worshiping the Almighty God, praising Jesus. And that is when you keep worshiping and keep worshiping, keep worshiping, and you're going to feel the presence of God on you. You're going to feel the presence of God coming on you. As you feel the presence of God, let Him talk through you. Let Him say the words that He's given you to speak. Let Him say the words through your own mouth, through your own spirit. Whatever it sounds like, whatever it sounds like, do not try to speak in English or any other tongue from any other country. Speak in the heavenly tongue in Jesus' name. Praise God. And you stay there as long as you need to, worshiping God. And you're going to see how 99% out of 100, he will baptize you right there with the Holy Ghost. That's my experience I have seen. Okay? And that goes for anybody else out there. If you need to be baptized and there's no way you can make it to a conference, if the Lord allows us to have another one, you want to do that. You want to have that experience of being baptized in water in the name of the Lord. Make a copy of this audio. Okay? Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.